recent history and holiday Clash of the Titans. Hi, and welcome to the A&J PEI Treasures, the Gene Simpson author blog post and podcast. I'm your host, Gene, coming to you from the beautiful province of Prince Edward Island, Canada.
Oh, thank you.
The blog post and podcast is an opinion piece and only reflects this author's opinion and not that of any other entity. I hold no designations in politics, economics, or medicine. I am retired from the mental health field. I am a humanitarian and speak from that viewpoint only. Whether you agree with me or not, at least I hope it makes you think. While much of the world is experiencing the holiday season, or Christmas season if you are of that mind, not everyone has that luxury. I have no quarrel with what others do. I celebrate very quietly. There are a variety of reasons for lack of spirit around the season. One is loss of a loved one, another is displacement, and yet another is part of societal issues. If you want to find out more, then stay tuned. Early in the week, to what did my wounded eyes did appear but the shock of a murder over a bit o' cheer. And I've got a link to an article in my podcast right up in my blog post. This was rather shocking, not just because of such a violent murder being committed, but the age of the perpetrators. These were all teen girls who apparently met on social media. These are all children under the age of 18. Social media was involved. The man was a shelter user. So parents, do you understand what your kids are seeing and doing on social media? Is this enough impact for you? After seeing that, my head was reeling. For some reason, Sir John Lennon's song came to me with the lyrics of the beginning. But as I read the lyrics again, the following lyrics seemed to be more in the spirit of what I had just seen. And so this is Christmas, for weak and for strong, for rich and the poor ones. The world is so wrong. From Sir John Lennon, So This Is Christmas. I know I'm writing a real downer for a holiday season blog post and podcast. However, the reality of the situation is that a homeless man with supportive family was murdered. Some reports cite alcohol being involved. I can't imagine what his family must be going through seeing this posted in all the newspapers and social media. I was hit by the gruesome details that have been released thus far. Will Christmas or the holidays ever feel the same for his family? What about the families of these children? Did they plan to raise girls to act like vicious criminals? Did society plan on giving them a steady diet of violence and access to something that would cause this? The more I see, the more I'm convinced that there needs to be some kind of stupid line drawn. We are feeding kids misinformation at an alarming rate. We feed them violence, hate, greed, adult content until they don't understand the line between reality and a horror show. At the same time, with all the societal issues which aren't being addressed, I see the new Twitter owner is busily making and changing rules at breakneck speed. First he imposes a new rule, then when it backfires or he gets enough furor, he backs it off, and it appears as if he is finally going to see if someone else can run the place. What he doesn't understand is that the rules that he was trying to impose felt like a knee-jerk reaction. His reopening accounts that weren't wanted and closing accounts based on what was being shared, I suspect that he thought it was way more open and shut than it actually was. Often people in higher positions think that it is easy to run huge conglomerates. They are rich and have mostly yes people around them. Then they get into the real situation and find that it's neither easy nor cut and dried. This might have been his first experience in dealing with huge amounts of human beings of differing viewpoints. It might have been his first real experience of dealing with people whose disagreement with them would not be fixed by firing or hiring. You can't fire a goodly portion of Twitter and enough rubbish and many lose interest or float off in space. Many will tell you exactly where the bear did its business in the buckwheat. Old saying which was much blunter in my childhood, but I run a clean blog post and podcast. You see, if he had looked at the policies and had advisors go over them and understood where it came from, he might have dealt differently with it. However, that is just conjecture and I have nothing to back that up with. I assume some human understanding as well. I think I just found my most favorite holiday quote. For Christmas this year, try giving less. Start with less attitude. There's more than enough of that in the world as it is, and people will usually just give it back anyway, by Anne Bristow. I believe that the new owner of Twitter can attest to that. It might have been a difficult experience for him. If he finds a new CEO, then I'm sure it will be a valuable experience for him to find out that things aren't as easy, nor are they as controllable as he first thought. So hoping for his sake, he uses it as a learning experience and finds a way to move forward in a positive manner. He still has New Year's to make some resolutions for a happier future. On the other hand, those who have lost family during the season, I hope that they have positive memories to carry them into the future. It is not easy to lose someone, and during the holidays, it is far less easy. The world insists on moving forward and having all the cheer in the world. Meanwhile, you may feel like you've got to keep up appearances. Often one finds oneself ill. This is normal for someone who has just lost someone important to them. You have to understand that such an event can result in a great deal of stress, which will have an effect on one's immune system. This would bring us into the concept of good stress and bad stress. Yes, both types of stress exist. It is too long and complicated a concept to detail in this blog post and podcast. I have enough stuff I'm covering with this one. Just keep in mind that good and bad things come with stress. So apparently there is something called holiday fatigue. And yes, it is a thing. I don't know what you call it when it hits before the holiday has ever happened. Pre-holiday fatigue? I got a link to that in my podcast write-up and in my blog post as well. At any rate, many people seem to suffer from it, and there are a few tips for getting through it in the article I have linked to. I think one of the things that we forget is that our body needs rest. Without it, we get cranky, tired, sometimes overeat, depending on the degree of fatigue. Of course, none of this makes it better for anyone. I suspect it is a reason for many a holiday disagreement. So one of the things that they also mention in this article is try to make sure to get enough rest. Of course, a lot of rich food might also be a problem for your system, so try to make sure to get some healthy snacks as well. Those two things might make a lot of difference. Of course, for some of us, the rampant commercialism of the holiday is part of the whole ambivalence that we experience at this time of year. It becomes more apparent to us that there are those who have not and those who have. As observed by a little boy in Springfield, Bart Simpson, creator Matt Groening, adding, as I had seen it, a tribute to both, aren't we forgetting the true meaning of Christmas? You know, the birth of Santa. This speaks volumes about the role of social media and media in general on the holiday season. There are expectations placed on family and society in general. Any child not of the culture is seen as having missed out on childhood. Yet we have problems with homelessness in Canada, and it is just not the subject of adults. Children are also affected. And I got a link to that in my podcast write-up and in my blog post. Of course, there are various associations, etc., that deal with these issues. With the poor economic times we are currently in, they are likely stretched pretty thin, too. Please understand, I'm not anti-holiday, nor am I anti-Christian. Rather, I'm let's look at the reality, please. The world isn't the safe place it once seemed. We need to look at what is going on in the world and not shut our eyes to it. If we don't, we're going to be caught in a veritable deluge of children committing crimes, people with very little being beaten and stabbed to death on the streets of our own homes. We need to stop encouraging vile behavior. We need to stop pushing high expectations on children with no way to meet those expectations. We need to place more emphasis on good works. We need to place more emphasis on humanity and on treating people like human beings. If we do not, we will wake up one day and the whole tragedy of humanity losing just that, their humanity. So if you have what you need, then you're doing well. Recognize that even though you have freedom of speech, many do not. Even though you have freedom of religion, many do not. If you want to do anything for the world, then teach your children responsibility, teach your children empathy, teach your children to accept that there are people different from them. People should be respected, not used. What you teach your children about life and the world in general is what they will bring with them. It is what will affect what they do in future. Back to the song by Sir John Lennon. So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun, by Sir John Lennon. So I leave you with the thought that we are the only ones that can change the future, and we need to start now for a happier holiday and a Merry Christmas for everyone. We're all on this rotating sphere together, and whether Santa circumnavigates it or another entity, they should all have the right to celebrate in whatever way they see fit without fear for one's life. Whether you agree with me or not, I hope I made you think. Thanks for listening to my podcast and or reading my blog post, and thanks for your interest in A&J PEI Treasures. Keep watching, because we're always working on something. Thank you. Blog posts are available on WordPress and Goodreads. Podcasts are available on Anchor FM, iHeartRadio, and Podchaser, just to name a few. All my ebooks can be found on Smashwords. You can find us on Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Thank you for reading or listening. Thank you. Bye for now.